intrepid team, led by the great John Bowne, has been ferreting through the rest of the Defense Authorization Act and found another evil section that hands the keys to our intelligence systems to the Israelis. Here it is.
The Pentagon just cranked Israel's counterintelligence threat level all the way up to critical, the highest designation, right there with our worst adversaries. U.S. officials are now using burner phones and staying tight-lipped in hotel rooms when they visit Israel because the Israelis are aggressively spying on top Trump administration people, digging for inside dope on decisions about Iran and Lebanon. This isn't some rogue operation. It's all coordinated, hyper-aggressive espionage from our so-called closest ally. Jonathan Pollard-style damage from the past should have been a warning, but here we are again. Americans are rightly asking how an ally that spies on us at this level gets treated like family.
With me, I don't care if you start throwing nukes immediately, responsibly, but immediately. And a case that I've been pushing is the use of an electromagnetic pulse weapon or weapons against Iran. Why are we waiting to get hit?
That's Jonathan Pollard, the most famous Israeli spy in modern history, who sold out our secrets, got our agents killed, you name it. He sold to the Russians, the Chinese, the Israelis, everybody. And remember, Trump pardoned him back at the end of his first administration. So now Israel's funding will be within the Pentagon in joint weapons development, but they're going to be allowed into everything and be able to claim co-ownership of the U.S. military-industrial complex that Eisenhower told us to beware, the technological elite that control the military-industrial complex. So think about that. Then you've got 38 states that have passed laws or executive orders that if you criticize Israel anyway, or ever boycott Israel, or criticize Zionism, or what happened in Gaza, these are laws that you cannot have any government contracts or government jobs. Totally illegal, unconstitutional tyranny. And that's because Israel admits they're moving their weapons industries here to the United States. And so now if you criticize anything Israel's doing, you're shut down by the state governments, violating our First Amendment. You add that with the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, you got to read that for yourself. Total lifetime fusion integration of everything, from academia to DARPA to MIT to secret weapons development to live intelligence, telemetry, weapons guidance, weapons systems, everything. Remember, the other agencies don't even let each other know what they're doing. The other armed services branches are in competition and let them have their secrets. And that's good to keep things compartmentalized. This is, Congress doesn't even know 10% of what the Pentagon's up to. This is Israel's coup against America.
The real gut punch is what's happening in Congress at the exact same time. On the heels of the revelation of Section 224 slowly advancing, Senator Tom Cotton slipped Section 622 into the FY27 Intelligence Authorization Act. This thing locks America into permanent, unbreakable intelligence entanglement with Israel. It mandates expanded sharing, ties it to Israel's qualitative military edge, restricts the president or future Congress from scaling it back without jumping through huge legal hoops and notifying bought and paid for committees, and even pushes sharing with Abraham Accords countries. There will be no unwinding this. We are looking at intel fusion as a pillar of policy, handing over leverage that could bite us hard if relations sour. We'll find ourselves either towing the line for Israel or facing serious consequences. Meanwhile, the Pentagon flags Israel as a top spy threat, and lawmakers are wiring them deeper into our system. This isn't partnership. It's a one-way street that smells like foreign influence money run amok. America first means putting our sovereignty and secrets ahead of any foreign lobby. It's not optional, and it's a major insult on this 250th anniversary of our nation. John Bowne reporting for the Alex Jones.
I'll start with sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is rocket fuel. This is incredible. This is rocket fuel, because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is a cocktail I drink every day, a squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3, You are insane if you don't get it. Insane if you don't get it. Okay? Well, listen. Well, listen. You are insane if you don't get it. Insane if you don't get it. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. Stop. And now I'm having this. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is the truth. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. You understand that? Is that burning your brain?
I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now.
DalekShowShore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Great reporters and researchers like John Bound. And so I probably watched 200 videos a day, probably read 300 news articles. I mean, I prepared for 10 hours. I've been up since 4 a.m. researching. And I saw John Bound's report right before I went live on air, but I didn't watch it. It's not even posted on Real Alex Jones on X yet. It's on his X. We're going to get it uploaded, and I'll give you the headline. But then we're airing Bound's report, and I hadn't watched it yet. And it was translated by the crew. Hey, in Section 622 of the Defense Authorization Act, it hands over the keys to all of our intelligence coding, live time, like Apple gave Communist China live time to all Apple users in the world. Remember that big scandal over the years? And they were doing that live time. No. It's a whole nother bill by Senator Tom Cotton, extremely powerful on the Defense Armed Services Committee. About as powerful as it gets. Big, you know, Israeli firster. I like a lot of his other political views and ideas and voting record. When it comes to Israel and war, he's a neocon. It's a whole nother bill, S-4615. And we look, this is close to passing too. Appropriations for fiscal year 2027 for intelligence and intelligence-related activities of the United States government, the intelligence community management account of the Central Intelligence Agency, recruitment and disability systems, and for other purposes. And in Section 622, not Section 224, like the NDAA, that's the defense bill, it basically mirrors it and says we give the Israelis lifetime access to all our intelligence and to the code keys to it, not just share the information like we do the Five Eyes. Absolutely insane. So let's put John Bound's X channel up on screen again. Everybody needs to go there. I'm asking the crew, because I'm on air, use my X account, Real Alex Jones, repost Bound's report right there. His version, we need to re-upload it. I'll give it a headline during the break, because Bound's headline's powerful, but not powerful enough. And I said this last week, I said, if it's in the NDAA main defense bill, you know there's going to be a bunch of other versions of similar crap in other bills. So the NDAA is the Defense Authorization Act. A bunch of that's intelligence, but this is the main Intelligence Act. And it basically mirrors it. I was reading the subsection during the break, Section 622. So guys, have Ben or one of the guys repost on my X right now, Real Alex Jones. Everybody share this Bound report. America's finished. Section 622 hands over the intelligence keys to Israel. That's a pretty good headline, but when we re-upload it and post it about Bound's report, you got to have the proper hardcoreness of this. The treason contained in the 2027 NDAA handing over control of the U.S. military and intelligence systems to Israel is mirrored in the National Intelligence Funding Bill. So that even if we shoot down Section 224 in the NDAA, it will pass in the Senate intelligence bill. It just goes on and on. So much of this broadcast is we're just researching live here on air. we've got to go through everything. We've got to check all the defense bills. There's a whole bunch of them, not just the big omnibus bills, the intelligence bill, the defense authorization bill. This is talking about trillions of dollars here. This is insane. And it's all about Israel. Page two. And it goes into handing over everything. Good gracious. I am just absolutely blown away right now. But of course this is going on. And I would imagine, did Netanyahu write this too? Because Netanyahu wrote letters to the Republicans on the committee thanking them for passing it out of committee. The first committee, now it passed the final committee. Now it's got to go out for a full vote. Then it goes with the Senate and back and forth. It'll take a month to haggle over the whole bill. And then he changes the House, goes back to the Senate and back and forth in conference. But Netanyahu brags that he wrote the legislation subsection, his plan, quote, thanks for implementing my plan in his letter. What do you want to bet? Because I'm reading it. It mirrors the defense bill. And they are hell-bent on this coup, this silent, covert coup. And I guess they just thought nobody was going to find this stuff. Wow. Wow. It's S4615-2027 Intelligence Funding Bill. And, of course, Bound focuses in on Section 622. It's not as long as the Defense Authorization Act. It'll be easier to go over it all. Defense Authorization Act's over 1,000 pages. And, by the way, people are finding a bunch of other nasty stuff in there. But, hey, we're not screwed. We're not up the creek without a paddle here. Because the Pentagon came out Friday and said Israel's the number one threat to America right now. Taking over our government. Espionage. So this is on the front burner. That's why I've been spending so much time on it. Because back when we were covering it a week and a half ago, nobody was really talking about it. But we beat the drum. We beat the drum. We beat the drum. You beat the drum. You share the articles. You share the videos at Rumble. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the new official channel. And on X at Real Alex Jones, the network backup at AJN Live, for Alex Jones Network at AJN Live. Follow us there. Share the information. Share the video. Share the articles. Go to alexjoneslive.com. That's where all the free feeds are and audio feeds and video feeds and articles and videos and Bounds Report. It's all there. And Trump told Netanyahu, people didn't believe it. He told TV last week, he said, no, I said all that. Netanyahu said, yeah, he did say that to me. He said, you've made Israel the most hated country in the world. You're crazy. You got to stop all this. Stop bombing Lebanon. Stop getting in the way of the peace deal. And Israel bombed Lebanon and killed a bunch of people, including a Lebanese general today. And Lebanon's been trying to work with Israel. So it's a serious situation, to say the least. Now, I wanted to already be off of this because I got a bunch of stuff to cover here in the time we have. But this is central right now that we just discovered this. And 9 times out of 10, we're the first big broadcast to find out about something. Because believe me, I've been all over everywhere today. The search engines and X and just at least 10 hours a day. I spent 1 hour with my daughter drawing pictures and playing, maybe an hour and a half. Oh, we went for a hike. That's not true. So I spent about 2 hours there today, but I've been up since 4. And then I did nothing but research since then. So before, she didn't get up till 7. So from about 4:30 to 7, then I cooked her breakfast and went back to research while she played and did stuff. I took her for a walk at 10. It was only about 45 minutes. We came back and drew for an hour to about noon. And then I researched all the way up to the show. All right, it's 7 hours of research. But I did a bunch of research last night, too. The point is, I did a lot of research, and I didn't see this anywhere. And so I'm glad that I learned about it from our investigator here, live while I'm on air. But it still freaks me out. Like, why do we have to be the ones to always find this? We need people awake and engaged and on this stuff. Because that's why they want to shut down. They've said in all these globalist papers and public publications that, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's Jones and his organization that finds out this stuff. You'd think I'd be proud of that. I'm proud of it. You know, walking point for my 30-something years being under constant attack. We win when the public is awake enough and involved enough where I'm not breaking news anymore. And I can go fishing. Something tells me that's never going to happen. You know, some stations don't care that first 5 minutes. That short John Bowne report's so important. We're just going to play that again right now. Then I'm going to go to these other clips on the subject and move on. But it took us a week of hammering this to get it to break into Congress. And now we're going to have to hammer the Senate version again. And we just can't count other people. So viewers, it's up to you to get this report when I post it on X and on Rumble, to take this live feed and share the hell out of it, because this is a foreign power. And I want to explain something. I don't always listen to my rebroadcast, but a few days a week, I like what we do, but I'm not my biggest fan because I hear mistakes and things I make, but I do it because I want to hear them. So I listened to 2 hours of the Friday show, Friday night while I was doing research, had it on in my headphones while I was at the desktop, and I'll get distracted when I'm talking about a topic, and I go, you tune in to not just hear about one piece of legislation, but how it interconnects with all these other things. So let me explain. This is not the first time that governments or corporations have used a so-called business deal to strip sovereignty covertly. And I'm going to give you the key to this in a moment. Then the crew, not their fault, great job, put up an article or another subject and got me off on a rabbit trail, because I'm kind of like a dog that sees a squirrel and goes, squirrel, and gets distracted. There are many examples, but the EU in 47 and then in 56 was just a steel trade cooperative and then a trade deal. And they set it up with these globalist corporations and the old elites of Europe, the old royalty, to have the government sign away pieces of their sovereignty at a time through a business deal. And it wasn't until the late 90s they go, by the way, we're a union, we're an unelected commission, the nation state's power is gone, you got to do what we say, and by the way, the chains are on. Totalitarian. Well, that's what this Israel thing is, but it's not getting it one piece at a time over decades and then saying, by the way, we got you by the balls. You signed all your authority away to unelected bureaucracies, just like the UN does. Israel's just coming right in saying, we don't need Congress's money anymore. We're just merging with the military. We'll co-own all your weapons and have all your intelligence. Unbelievable. So I never air the same report back to back, but this is so important. I am. Watch it. Take notes. The ball's in your court. Send this report that I'm going to have uploaded during the next break to Real Auctions on X. I'll upload it to Rumble right now. And get it and get it out. Now the Senate intelligence funding bill hands over total control to Israel, not just the Defense Authorization Act. Treason alert. I mean, just what the hell? This is unbelievable. Israel's not the 51st state, folks. Israel's very adversarial to the U.S. We're told it's our little buddy all day long. Israel does whatever it wants, whenever it wants, and primaries are congresspeople that get in their way. Israel is throwing its weight around like a bull in a china shop here. This is serious. And the Pentagon just came out Friday and said 2 weeks ago we warned the president secretly, that Israel's the number one threat and their spies are taking over the government. Uh-huh. Word for word what I said in the weeks before, because it's what's happening. You can watch it in live time. Here's Bowne's report. Share it.
The Pentagon just cranked Israel's counterintelligence threat level all the way up to critical, the highest designation. Right there with our worst adversaries. U.S. officials are now using burner phones and staying tight-lipped in hotel rooms when they visit Israel because the Israelis are aggressively spying on top Trump administration people, digging for inside dope on decisions about Iran and Lebanon. This isn't some rogue operation. It's all coordinated. Hyper-aggressive espionage from our so-called closest ally. Jonathan Pollard-style damage from the past should have been a warning, but here we are again. Americans are rightly asking how an ally that spies on us at this level gets treated like family.
With me, I don't care if you start throwing nukes immediately, responsibly, but immediately. And a case that I've been pushing is the use of an electromagnetic pulse weapon or weapons against Iran. Why are we waiting to get hit?
That's Jonathan Pollard, the most famous Israeli spy in modern history, who sold out our secrets, got our agents killed, you name it. He sold to the Russians, the Chinese, the Israelis, everybody. And remember, Trump pardoned him back at the end of his first administration. So now Israel's funding will be within the Pentagon in joint weapons development, but they're going to be allowed into everything and be able to claim co-ownership of the U.S. military-industrial complex that Eisenhower told us to beware, the technological elite that control the military-industrial complex. So think about that. Then you've got 38 states that have passed laws or executive orders that if you criticize Israel anyway, or ever boycott Israel, or criticize Zionism, or what happened in Gaza, these are laws that you cannot have any government contracts or government jobs. Totally illegal, unconstitutional tyranny. And that's because Israel admits they're moving their weapons industries here to the United States. And so now if you criticize anything Israel's doing, you're shut down by the state governments, violating our First Amendment. You add that with the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, you got to read that for yourself. Total lifetime fusion integration of everything, from academia to DARPA to MIT to secret weapons development to live intelligence, telemetry, weapons guidance, weapon systems, everything. Remember, the other agencies don't even let each other know what they're doing. The other armed services branches are in competition and let them have their secrets. And that's good to keep things compartmentalized. This is, Congress doesn't even know 10% of what the Pentagon's up to. This is Israel's coup against America.
The real gut punch is what's happening in Congress at the exact same time. On the heels of the revelation of Section 224 slowly advancing, Senator Tom Cotton slipped Section 622 into the FY27 Intelligence Authorization Act. This thing locks America into permanent, unbreakable intelligence entanglement with Israel. It mandates expanded sharing, ties it to Israel's qualitative military edge, restricts the president or future Congress from scaling it back without jumping through huge legal hoops and notifying bought and paid for committees, and even pushes sharing with Abraham Accords countries. There will be no unwinding this. We are looking at intel fusion as a pillar of policy, handing over leverage that could bite us hard if relations sour. We'll find ourselves either towing the line for Israel or facing serious consequences. Meanwhile, the Pentagon flags Israel as a top spy threat, and lawmakers are wiring them deeper into our system. This isn't partnership. It's a one-way street that smells like foreign influence money run amok. America first means putting our sovereignty and secrets ahead of any foreign lobby. It's not optional, and it's a major insult on this 250th anniversary of our nation. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com.
John Bound's worked here 14 years, about 8 years from home, because take care of his family. He's a great chef at a great restaurant by night, and then takes care of a very sick family member. I'll just leave it at that, who's crippled. And his dad won a Peabody Award, famous journalist as well. We are just so blessed to have people like John Bound here. And my only critique of his report is he put it out saying, look at this new legislation, S-4615, that mirrors the Treason and the Defense Authorization Act, handing everything over to Israel, an internal coup. But only 2 minutes of the report is about this. We need to get on this now. This is a big frickin' deal. Because I was just during that reading it again. Now, let me go back to the NDAA section 224. Because I couldn't remember the exact name of the czar, what they call it. The Secretary of Defense shall designate an executive agent. Put that on screen, please. Responsible for synchronizing cooperative efforts between the United States and Israel to expand and accelerate bilateral defense technology research, development, testing, evaluation, integration, and industrial cooperation. So see right there, you got synchronizing, integration. That's what integration means. They call it fusion in other areas. And it talks about how it's all going to be classified with a report that's classified once a year to Congress. The executive agent to expand, accelerate deeper integration integration again of Israel into U.S. institutions. That's the bill. The EA would be solely focused on implementing Section 224. EA authority takes precedence over the authority of other. It takes precedence. So the executive agent would be solely focused on implementing Section 224. EA authority takes precedence over the authority of other DOD component heads per DOD instructions. Keep scrolling down. See, I read this twice. I read the whole subsection, it's 5 or 6 pages, twice last week. And then I had Mark Levin, all the usual suspects, call me an anti-Semitic liar. It doesn't do that. It's just about a missile system. It says that this czar has presidential power. Only the president can override him. He operates in his own area, and no one at these agencies says DARPA, the universities, the 5 branches of the military. Meaning the EA would be able to overrule determinations by DOD agencies such as the Defense Technology Security Administration, Israeli access to U.S. technology. The appointment of the EA would replace direct congressional oversight with supervision by the Secretary of Defense. There would be no congressional confirmation or ability to remove of the executive agent. Go read the bill. It's right there. The links to it. So, again, I didn't want to spend the whole show on this because I got it, but it's just so central that you think of a foreign army taking over with troops and guns and helicopters and jets and nuclear bombs. No, you just come in and say, oh, Netanyahu has an idea. We don't need your money anymore. We'll just sell you a missile system. And then it does this. Sets up some ringwraith that reports to the president of the U.S. and the Israeli prime minister and has precedent and override everybody else. That alone. And look, Massey's great. He's really busy. But he's like, yeah, I don't know if it messes with the chain of command and that stuff. I don't really understand the military, but doesn't look good. Oh, yeah, it doesn't look good. The guys they say that are these radical Israel haters just had his constituents sick of funding all these foreign countries, and his constituents wanted Epstein files. He said, I guess I'll do it. So they all attack him and say he's this big mastermind. You're lucky you had Massey to deal with, okay? This is a good thing I'm not in Congress. I don't want to be up there. I just want to put the intel out and deal with it. It's worse than I've even been saying for 2 weeks. Every time I start reading the subsections, I want to throw up. I mean, you see what that does? Do you see that? Nobody else, including the Secretary of Defense, can even question this executive agent who overrides everything. It lists DARPA, bioweapons, chemical weapons, nukes, AI, all the weapons, all the grids, everything. Everything. Lifetime integration, fusion, synchronization. You know what that means? It means Netanyahu's going to have his degenerate, fetid tentacle 8 feet up our ass. We'll be right back. I don't sell crap. Bovine colostrum. I'm going to get back to news. I didn't do any plug in the first hour. And Bigley, about a year ago, puts out a survey. A lot of you that are, you know, if you're a VIP, you get surveys. And you know, once a month or something, they'll ask, hey, what are you wanting? Or what are you liking best? Or what products would you like? And that's smart to ask customers that, right? And you're kind and you tell us. And it came back. Bovine colostrum was in the top 2 or 3 every time. And so was high-grade beef tallow, which we now have for you as you requested. And it's a great seller. Not rocket science to ask your customers what they want. That's the number one rule of sales. Well, have a great product and find out what your customer wants. You can say the customer's always right. I think there's something better I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to argue with it. But that's an important rule of sale, but I don't think it's the most ethical point. I'll actually tell you what I think I need to know. So we got samples of it in before we even private labeled it from a top place to say, hey, you got to try this. Well, and now I'm taking it because I know how good it is. I'm like, okay, the survey wants bovine colostrum, the first milk of 2 weeks out of a mammal. I know it supercharges the immune system. I know it has all these immunity factors that goes in. It's like the natural vaccine. I know it's great. I know that going back to Germany hundreds of years ago in the UK and even out west here in the US, they had a sickly kid or a preemie. They would give them the colostrum they would call it the first milk of a donkey. It's like always in all the literature, like the medical doctors, like that's the, oh my God, donkey. Donkey colostrum is like, whoa, I mean, like that, donkey. And then horse is good, goats are good, but it's always donkey's the best. It says, you know, the first 2 weeks milk, the colostrum of a jenny. That's in medical books from Germany, the UK, the US. That's how powerful colostrum is. Well, we don't have big, you know, creameries and dairies with a bunch of female donkeys, so you're going to have to settle with the cow. But it's good. And so they send in the canister of the company we're going to private label it from, and I'm like, okay. And so I throw it in the back of my car with some other stuff, and a couple days later, I go to have dinner at my parents', and I go, hey, my mom takes, I've seen her take colostrum and stuff. It was women like their hair and their nails and all that. I'll give her this. So I go in and give her a couple canisters of it and everything. And then about 2 months later, my mom is like, Alex, I want some more of that. That is incredible.
Several weeks later.
Mom, you got to listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products, but this is the first one that I can go, whoa, it's in a back problem that I've had since Alex was born. Is almost completely gone after 50 however many years, and my hair is much thicker than it has been, and I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker, and this is brand new.
Turned darker.
And darker.
So now she gets it from us, she orders it from us, but that just gives you an example of I'm not selling crap, okay? I'm not gonna sell you something that doesn't work. Now, with colostrum, it's going to take, you're going to feel it right away in a few days, but it's going to take, you know, months for you to see it with the skin and the hair and the nails and all that for it to really kick in. But I'm telling you, you are nuts if you don't go to the alexjonesstore.com and get these right now. Just go get it. And then we can expand and have our legal battles and beat the New World Order, and you'll be as happy as a pig in poop. And there's a bunch of sales on all the best-selling products right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I can't be bought. I am simply funded by you if you like the work we're doing.
Nice try, globalist, but Alex Jones is still here, and he's not leaving. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Now, you'll definitely want to stay with us when this hour ends in about 27 minutes for Sunday Night Live. I'm going to be hosting it because I taped an incredible podcast that was over 3 hours long, and I got really hardcore on it. It's commercial-free, and we'll be able to air 2 hours of it on Sunday Night Live tonight, and I cover the waterfront, the latest in the Charlie Kirk assassination, the Israeli takeover of the U.S., the Islamic takeover. We got to a bunch of the clips that I won't have time to get to today. I got a bunch more today, too. Man, I could do 3 hours on this and barely even comment. The stuff I've got out of Europe and the UK, where the police literally, when you get stabbed, they protect people that stab you. Not just the latest guy that got all the attention, poor fellow. I mean, I've got just the police admitting it. It's there to protect the invaders. Replacement migration. And I've got all this other stuff. Whoa. Google to release 32 million GMO mosquitoes, confirming that Bill Gates is funding groups releasing ticks on us. It's all coming out. I mean, this is just wild. Absolutely insane. But I want to finish up with the Israel situation right now. Now here's Mike Pence, the big neocon, acts like Johnny Quest's dad, big patriot. But the guy was a snake in the first administration, sabotaged everything. But he uses the proper term. He goes, conservative populist. Yeah, you got to watch popular conservatism that's taking over the Republican Party. And we were winning, and Trump was really doing everything until about 6 months into his last year, and then he went sideways. But But we put pressure on him to get back on track and realize that this war is a setup, which he's starting to do. We're at least going to try. That's not being on the Trump train. That's trying to get him back on our train. The dovetails into Colonel McGregor, who, again, is a really smart guy, but he focuses in on Israel and this legislation being able to steal our secrets. They won't need to steal them. It's all given to them under the legislation. And then they get the money claiming co-ownership of all of our weapons. So Massey's not getting how bad it is. McGregor's not getting it. I've been watching the other really smart people. I made some phone calls to some of them, and I said, you know, this, and this, right? This is worse than you're saying. They have an executive director that's no one can have oversight over, that does whatever he wants and has total power in the Pentagon over all agencies, do whatever he wants with the Israelis. He, like, marches in like Darth Vader to the Jedi Temple with stormtroopers behind him and just does whatever they want. I mean, that's... You want to know what this is, go to Episode 3 Star Wars. We'll play it after the clip. When Anakin Skywalker's now become Darth Vader, and he's marching into the Jedi Temple with the stormtroopers. I mean, this is like, everything's ours. It's over. We own it. It's ours. It's not even a fusion, an integration. They use those terms. A synchronization. It says, we're in charge, and you know whoever this guy is going to be some dual citizen. I mean, this is an Israeli coup over America. This is bonker town. And the Pentagon just came out against it Friday. This is how crazy this has gotten. So here's Mike Pence and then Colonel McGregor.
What I wrote the book for was just to make sure that we don't conflate the loyalty to the president with, as some on the populist right would have, an embrace of a new agenda for the Republican Party. I think the Republican Party has to be a party committed to free market economics and limited government and all the ideals and principles. I'm particularly troubled, at Anne-Marie, with your background on foreign affairs particularly. I'm particularly troubled about the stops and starts on American support for Ukraine. It was the populist right voices inside and outside the administration that actually argued against striking Iran's nuclear facilities a year ago and even launching Operation Epic Fury. And even
back it up, pause it. Because we said they'll then say you didn't get all the uranium and it's a trap to get us into a full war, which is what the Israelis said they wanted was regime change. And then they lied and told him in the last 4 days, and that's all been declassified, and it was all a lie. Yeah, right, Pence? Because we're smart? Continue.
Ago, and even launching Operation Epic Fury, and even more troubling to me is voices on the populist right are questioning America's support for Israel, and with that rhetoric, actually descending at times into the dark hallways of anti-Semitism. Look, that's not who conservatives are in this country. It's not what conservatives believe, and I try and call it out in the book.
Let's finish.
Israel has access to these things because there are billionaires in the United States who have paid members of Congress to provide the access. We just passed this section of the National Defense Authorization plan that allows the Israelis to effectively appear as an appendage of the American military establishment. This is not going to last. You've got to go back to our origins as a country. And we were very sensitive when we became independent, finally, 250 years ago, to the simple truth that British people were all over the country. We were effectively British. And so anyone who was not born in the United States was initially barred from holding the presidency. There were good reasons for that. We did not want a British Manchurian candidate, if you will, running the country. We've got to go back and examine all of these things. We have too many people running around our government with dual citizenship. Dual citizenship is fine, but you should not be allowed to hold federal office. You should not be allowed to serve in the United States Armed Forces if you are loyal to anyone other than the United States. And if you want to serve in the United States Armed Forces, you should give up that second loyalty immediately when you sign up. These things are important. We've neglected them.
And here is the NDAA bill and the other bill in the Senate, the intelligence bill. I mean, literally, the special executive director is above the law. No one can question him but the president. Once a year, they give a report, and they just come marching right in with total command over DARPA, all the agencies, all five of the armed services, is up to eight now, Space Command, satellites, everything. So there we go. That is where we are right now. Woo! Can't make that up. Meanwhile, a major Pew survey finds 67% of adults across 36 countries hold an unfavorable view of Israel, only 25% view favorably. Now, I want to shift gears because this ties in to land grabs and what all these big government corporations are doing, and then how it ties into Kushner and Albania. But first, this lady gets it. I've been harping on this for years, and nobody else seems to pick it up. Yeah, AI taking jobs in the future, but right now it's a bubble. The president's executive orders, he tried to pass legislation to give it liability protection from state and local and individuals to do whatever they want. That's so dangerous. And these data centers stealing water and jacking up the power prices and told just get out of the way. You can't have power. It's bad for the earth. You can't eat beef. It's bad for the earth. Cow farts. But AI gets whatever it wants. We have to stand up for ourselves here and say, why is everything being greased for this? And we're told roll over and die. She gets it. Bare minimum, it allows the eminent domain that is in the executive orders to take the property and the water and all it that it sits on. And in the areas it comes into, mainly rural, it becomes its own city and politically takes over that entire area. The data center boondoggle. It's not about AI compute. It's about the land. Well, that's one big component nobody covers. That's a big component. It's not the whole thing. But it's a component nobody's talking about. So I saw this lady yesterday, last night, watching. I said, wow, she gets it. They don't give us due process. They're above the law. Eminent domain. Corporate takeover. Bill Gates is buying up millions of acres of farmland and just shutting it off so you can't grow food. It's about control. It's about feudalism. It's about sitting on top of you. It's about letting a few tech companies be above the law. Here's the clip.
It's not about the data centers. It's not about compute. It's not about AI. It's about the land. It's the physical land. It's the physical commodities, gold and silver. They know that everything, what matters is what you can physically hold on to. And that's why they're going after the land. They're using this entire charade in order to justify through eminent domain and you know, government subsidies, the seizure of hundreds of millions of acres of land. And it's all over the country. That's what's going on with the data centers. Daniel Horowitz has begun to uncover this. But this is the model.
It is the model. And they make sweetheart deals with local politicians, buy them off, and then they grab huge, giant areas they don't even need. And I've even heard them say, oh, don't worry, there'll be real estate deals too. It's just a giant power grab. You saw the stock market tank on Friday, but the tech stuff go up. It's sucking the oxygen out of all the small stocks, medium stocks. Meanwhile, you have Jared Kushner's wife, Trump's daughter, Ivanka, a week ago. She's like, oh, a few years ago, we're on the Rothschilds, the main Rothschilds boat, the Epstein Rothschilds, you know, the big ones, the actual elite family that own the majority of the world's assets through BlackRock. And they just showed us this island off Albania in the Mediterranean. It's so beautiful. So we've got the island, a $4 billion thing with the prime minister. And then we learn they've got a deal for the airport and this wetland national park they're taking and these beaches the Albanians use. And because it's tied to Israel, and because Kushner's really another just ambassador from Israel to the U.S., grew up with Netanyahu. Netanyahu used to, you know, stay at his house constantly. Just because the Albanians heard all this, millions have hit the streets. We're talking 500,000 per rally. Millions and millions estimated. We'll roll some B-roll of that. Now conflict, bombings, and machine gun attacks have begun. The country's going into civil war over this. Day six, Albania streets were exploding like never before. In just one rally, over 400,000 Albanians rage against Jared Kushner's $5 billion land grab. I'm sorry, it's $5 billion. They refused to hand their coast over.
Protests in Albania are exploding for the seventh straight day now. Nothing before. And it just goes on and on and on. Now today, Albanians are literally fighting in the streets to take their island back from Israel, Kushner, and the Rothschilds, and Ivanka Trump. So, again, this is how popular it is to be involved with Israel. So I've been studying this since it broke the last 7-8 days. And so I was doing all this research today to cover it. And then I ran to this lady, and I said, boy, in just 3 minutes, 44 seconds, she does an excellent job boiling it down because she lives in Albania. And so I've checked this all. This lady nails it. This is exactly what's going on. And this is super creepy when you hear about the underground bases and tunnels that are there. And that the main Rothschilds who are involved in all the emails talking about all the really horrible stuff with Epstein is this Nat Rothschild. It's all in there. So they want to build some fortress for the elite there, have some big airport there, and make this new globalist compound. And you're so hated, just like when Zuckerberg went in and bought a bunch of land around burial grounds in Kauai, which is the main ceremonial island for the Hawaiians. And then he locked down all the land that they had, so they're all suing him. And I go to Kauai at least once a year. I love it. I've been going there since I was, you know, in high school. And when people know me when I go there, and I have the Hawaiians and everybody just constantly talking about, we're going to get, you know, we're going to get Zuckerberg. We're going to go after him when this all goes down. I mean, I'm not the one talking like this. I mean, I'm out on a fishing trip. I'm out on a snorkel trip. I'm in a restaurant. I'm at the hotel. I'm getting gas. And the Hawaiians are walking over saying, the chief wants to meet with you right now. But can you come right? And I go, look, it's actually, they don't call it the chief anymore. It's the official chief. They still have their thousands of acres up in the hills. And I'm hanging out with the Hawaiian folks. They're all just, you know, low key, but they're all like, what do we do about Zuckerberg, sir? We know you know him, and he's the enemy. We're just waiting. And he took all our burial area. And it's just like, and I already knew it was a barrier aerial because like 10 years ago, I'm up there on the Nepali coast, and they got a tour saying, these areas, the secret burial ground, going back thousands of years where they would take the, and then later, Zuckerberg now has it and has a cattle ranch on it. And it's just like, he builds a big bunker. What does he think he's doing? So as hated as he is, I mean, literally, it's like the villagers for Frankenstein running around with their torches. Because I'm just like minding my own business when I go to Hawaii, chilling out, trying to take a week off or whatever. And I can't go anywhere without, we want to get him. We're coming after him. And just because they know I don't like Zuckerberg. Well, here's an example for you right here. You got millions of people in the streets now in wars, burning down government buildings because they found out you're handing over their national park and this stuff to Kushner. I mean, folks, that's how pissed the world is about this, okay? So my little Zuckerberg thing was a microcosm of this. Here's the lady. She knocks it out of the park.
Man, y'all are really going to make me come out of TikTok retirement to talk about this island, huh? First of all, there she is. That's the famous Cezanne Island. And here's what I know. Here's what I know from somebody that has been living here for the past few years. I'm a resident of Albania. I see this island every day from my balcony. So I've been hearing about it for a while, which is the first thing that you should know, because the Albanian prime minister tried to get on an interview and claim that there is no project and that it's fake. I've been hearing about this island for at least a year and a half, and you can even see in my previous TikTok videos on Albania, I've talked about this project. Okay, so let me explain the scope of the project and everything that is happening. So here's the island. This island has been, there's been talks about the Ivanka and Jared Kushner or whatever developing this island for at least a year and a half that I've been hearing about it. That's not new news. And honestly, nobody was really protesting that development. Like, they may not have really liked it, but that wasn't the thing. The issue really came when they decided they wanted to also co-opt this little stretch of land on this protected delta. This is my understanding. This is the last wild river delta in Europe. This delta is the home particularly to flamingos. They're beautiful. They're stunning. This is their home. It is protected. Where do they go if this disappears, if humans encroach on it, right? So the other thing that the prime minister tried to claim is the fact that they, you know, were killing flamingos was fake news. It's not fake news. They're trying to develop this But here's the other thing. This airport has also been in development, being built, and has been the subject of controversy because it's also on this protected area. Think about that for a second. Developing an airport right at a bird sanctuary. Not good for the birds, also not good for the planes, okay? So my understanding is, a year and a half ago, Germany, I believe, was supervising
this airport. Hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds. I know I said it to the crew, but poor guys, I'm like 200 videos. It shows, this has been going on for a couple of years, and Ivanka Trump says, oh, we got the $5 billion investment to get it a couple of years ago. So they're already hearing about it. Then about a month ago, the Albanians show up to the National Seashore, which is a national park. It's closed, and there's fences up blocking the roads. So there's all that footage. Just go find it on X. That's when they went ape, okay? Because people are sick of this. They're sick of power grabs. Continue.
So you have this happening already. This has been going on. Albanians are not happy. And then all of a sudden, they announce that they're also going to develop this. And in the summer, when Albanians are going to public land to go be in the sea, they put up fences. They put up barbed wire to try to keep Albanians out of their public land. Now, you could ask, why do the Trumps need to also have the land that overlooks their private island that, by the way, has underground tunnels and bunkers? I don't know. It's worth asking, though. Another thing worth noting, right, is the last time there was a protest here in Vlorë, was like in the winter, and the Albanians were protesting because Vlorë had been without water for a week. So you can see where this might piss people off, right? This island, it has no running water, it has no electricity. And the prime minister has promised Ivanka and Jared that they would develop it on the island for them. Meanwhile, the locals are living in a town that still does not have reliable infrastructure. So anyway, there you go. That's what I know. I will try to update as I hear things, but that's the situation from Vlorë.
All right, and the crew was having trouble finding it. I found it. I typed in Albanian government puts up fences at beach. And so it's a barbed fence has cut much of beach off of the public, and roads are being built on the ecological important land. Private security guards have been brutal with protesters. Video of them dragging people away and beating them up. I sent you the clip. Start me rolling it, please. As soon as you're ready, play with audio. Just play it off the computer. I want to show you this. Yes, look at this for yourself. And this is what I found. I found worse stuff than billy clubbing people and everything else. So you show up to your national seashore, and the prime minister is saying, we didn't give it to them. No. No one's taking it. It's all lies. Meanwhile, Ivanka's like, oh, we're on the Rothschild boat with the prime minister, and we're taking over. And they're telling you it doesn't exist. Just like during COVID, they locked down all the parks and swimming holes, and I went and shot a report, one of the first when it was happening. They shut down Barton Springs. They shut down Zilker Park. It was like, you know, 50 square miles or whatever. And I put it out, and the left did videos on YouTube saying, look, it's fake. No one's blocking the park. Jones made this up. He hired actors. And then weeks later, the whole country's locked down. You're like, okay, it happened. So, unbelievable. Listen. I'm not funded by the Albanians. I'm not funded by the Israelis. I'm not funded by the Republicans, Democrats. I'm funded by you. And we're doing important work here, folks. And we need your help. I need your help. Plus, the products are incredible. If you just listen to me, those of you on the fence, the majority of you never go to thealexshowstore.com. 99% of you. This isn't a Netflix show. It's not a video game. It's not a simulation. This is the real world. And I sell you the very best products. Bovine colostrum is not a sexy name. It is a sexy product. We private labeled the top rated one in the country. Concentrated, little scoop every day. All the super nutrients for your whole body, your skin, your hair, your guts, your heart, your blood, your brain. The first 2 weeks of the milk a mammal puts off, it supercharges the baby. We have it concentrated. You need to get it. It's incredible. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. You need to get our methylene blue. Our methylene red is proprietary. You need to get our Shilajit. You need to get our Irish Sea Moss. It's not just Irish Sea Moss. It's concentrated. It's equivalent to like 30, 40 grams, depending on the pill or the gummy. You need a whole bowl of Irish Sea Moss, a huge bowl of it to get what one gummy has. It's full of the very best organic iodine, all 94 trace elements and minerals that supercharge other vitamins and minerals. Our Shilajit is the best. What about Shilajit? Take hours to explain it to you. We have the best. It's so game-changing. Natural peptides, TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. And while you're there, look at the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, of T-shirts, of ball caps, of hoodies, of everything. It's all there. And then you're funding people that don't back down, don't give up, never give in, and just tell the truth and know what they're talking about and have a track record of success against tyrants and have the tyrants attacking us 24/7 because we continue to beat them. That means you're beating them. So when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you share an article, share a video, share the live feed at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive or on X at Real Alex Jones, or go to the main mothership website, the main coordinates, alexjoneslive.com. The live video and audio feeds, it's all free. The articles, the videos, the special reports, the new Senate bill that hands over control of our intelligence agencies and all the code keys and live time intelligence and all everything to the Israelis. It's all there. No one else is reporting on this new bill that's at the highest level Republicans pushing it. Senator Tom Cotton, we are the Paul Revere's. That means you are the Paul Revere. I'm the horse you're riding on. Literally, I'm just the vehicle. You guys are the Paul Revere's. You've got to decide to step into history and not just be a spectator. Because the boomers are great, but, you know, we were the greatest generation before that, and everything's fine, and they kind of go to sleep and have a good time. Great. We can't, not all the boomers, but a lot of them, we can't sit on our hands like the boomers and just be spectators. We've got to be engaged. We've got to be involved. And this is an exciting time, so share the articles, share the videos. Tell those you share it with to share it. Go get the free apps for Droid and Apple at alexjonesapp.com. But whatever you do, take action now. It's an info war, and it's about your energy and your will in this fight. Because whether you want to admit you're in a fight or not, the globalists, Bill Gates, the New World Order, are trying to take everything you got. And all the predator centers, the IMF, the World Bank, the Chi-Coms, the out-of-control Israel lobby, we will fight it all and promote Americana and freedom. But I can't do it without your help. You're more important than I am. Take action now. Alex Jones Store. The Alex Jones Store. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on TheAlexJonesStore.com.
What does .com mean?